This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. And the website is outcastradio.net. I'm actually uploading stories to my website during the news. And here's the latest. Michael Brown was shot from the front, had hippie lettuce in his system. Michael Brown was shot in the head and chest multiple times, according to Mary Chase, the St. Louis County Medical Examiner. While Chase declined to comment further, citing the ongoing investigation into Brown's death, another person familiar with the county's investigation told the Washington Post that Brown had between 6 and 8 gunshot wounds and was shot from the front. In addition, Brown had marijuana in his system when he was shot and killed by a police officer on August 9th. That would probably explain the swishers. If you'll remember, he went to a convenience store and took a couple boxes of Swishers, and you might say, what is that young man doing smoking cigars? Well, let me tell you something, honky. I got some street cred. I'll figure it out for you. You see, the Swisher is what is used to smoke the hippie lettuce. They basically take the cigar, empty out the tobacco, and put in the marijuana. Apparently, it's better than Zig-Zags. Not that I would know. But having worked at L.A. Juvenile Hall for a while, this honky's got a lot of street cred. The report from Case's office was released to the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office on Friday night, but not made public till this morning. Brown's family and attorneys also requested their own autopsy, which was carried out by Michael Baden, a medical examiner who released the preliminary details from his review today. In anticipation that Brown would be potentially vilified by the results of the drug test, conducted as a routine part of the autopsy, protesters have consistently insisted that Officer Wilson should be required to submit to one as well. Residents and protesters have noted that the allegations of marijuana use have been used in the past by some in an attempt to disparage the character of the shooting victim. So you'll find that story, which broke 5 minutes ago, at OutcastRadio.net. Today's show, I want to focus on an individual known as Malik Zulu Shabazz. Let me give you a little bit of his background. He was born with the name Paris Lewis, credits his grandfather, a longtime member of the Nation of Islam, for introducing him to black separatism. Shabazz took up the case at an early age. While still in his 20s, Shabazz organized a group of Nation of Islam supporters at Howard University, where he obtained an undergraduate and law degree. There he made waves with a series of offensive public comments and also brought a series of controversial speakers to the school, most notably Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who then led the Black Panther Party. In 94, just months before that, Muhammad had been ousted from the Nation of Islam. How radical do you have to be for Farrakhan not to get away with you? And yet this guy Malik Zulu Shabazz on national television, this just broke, asking questions of the police chief. How did this guy get a forum?
Yes. My name is Malik Shabazz. I'm the president of Black Lawyers for Justice. As you well know, on Thursday night...
By the way, when you watch this video on OutKastRadio.net, take a look at the police chief's reaction. 10 seconds into the video, he already knows who this guy is and what he's all about.
My group, and thanks to you, but my organizers, along with the New Black Panther Party and the Nation of Islam, that we are the ones that put those men in the streets, and we control the flow of traffic. And I personally shut down the avenue at 2 o'clock.
I personally shut down the avenue. Shabazz was at the University, Howard University, and he led the audience in an infamous anti-Semitic call in response to Prelude Muhammad's speech, cementing his own reputation as a bigoted and militant activist. In 94, Shabazz was fired from a position with Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. How bad do you have to be fired by a crackhead who criticized him for statements regarding other people's cultural history, religion, and race that do not reflect the spirit of my campaign, my personal views, or my spirituality? You want to hear this guy in action? Here he was yesterday leading a chant.
Yeah! What's his name?
Okay, when do we want him? Now. By the end of this chant, it's they want him dead. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Who do we want? Who do we want? How do we want him? Who do we want? How do we want him? Who do we want? How do we want him?
That's the guy who's just on national television. You know, this guy right here.
The cars and the cones are cleared. Everybody out. There were no incidents on Thursday night. Okay, so, well, I'm, and you were there. You witnessed that. And so what I'm saying is tonight, with the curfew being at 12 midnight, it seems to be a tight curfew line that could be a prescription for...
How does this guy get a national platform? That's my question. Layer this with Posse Comitatus being violated last week by the police. They were police only in name. That was the military. It looked like an incursion in Iraq or Afghanistan. And when people, and this is just human nature, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white, when people see tanks coming down the street, they're going to react differently than when they see the police. You know, when a cop comes up to you and goes, knock it off. That's a lot different than someone with AK-47s and tanks. So you have a military incursion in Ferguson. You have the new Black Panther Party. It seems to me that a lot of this is purposeful. That what started out as a shooting and a dispute is rapidly escalating. And my concern is that Ferguson is only 20 miles north of St. Louis. And if this doesn't quell very soon, I could see this spilling into St. Louis and then across the nation. And over the weekend in Times Square, they had to shut that down because of the protests. And there were protests in Los Angeles and other cities. But so far, they've been rather sedate. I think depending on what happens in the next 48 to 72 hours, we could see where this is going to go. But my question is, why is this guy even given a national platform? And why isn't anybody calling Malik Zulu Shabazz out for who he really is? When Farrakhan kicks you out of his organization, you're pretty radical. He is sometimes identified in the mainstream media as a mere legal advisor or a community organizer. Malik Shabazz is a racist black nationalist. He's a nationalist with a long, well-documented history of violent anti-Semitic remarks and accusations about the inherent evil of white people. He is also particularly skilled at orchestrating provocative protests. And I just played that for you. If you didn't hear it, go to OutKastRadio.net. He was ousted from the Nation of Islam after he became an embarrassment even to that hardline group. Shabazz went on to take up leadership in the new Black Panther Party. Rand writes in at OCDAustin@yahoo.com. the Trayvon case didn't create the civil reaction as they wanted. So a new and improved plan was devised. They will ramp this up to a frenzy. It will not end with everyone singing Kumbaya. Maybe, maybe not. Time will tell. But it certainly seems to be a formula for that. I don't know, I just smell a lot of rats. A lot. Your thoughts, 800-313-9443. You can also email me if you're shy, ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Believe me, I am. 800-313-9443. Let's begin with Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi, OCD. Thanks. I'm all right. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Did you get your tinfoil hat on?
I've got a double layer today.
Okay. Listen, I've been listening to everything you're saying and picking up some news pieces. This guy, okay, you keep asking, okay, he was in this. Why did he get kicked out of this group, that group? And then First we go with the police. The police back off. The state police come in. Now you got the National Guard. This thing smells of a psyop from here to China. I got the weirdest feeling. These people are being held back. When the guard comes in, there's going to be shooting on both. It's going to be an instigated shooting from the protester, you know, people being put in there. Is going to be doing the firing, and then, you know, the guards are just going to start popping whoever. And being, if you take, if you look at the history, because of the emotionalness of African Americans, and, you know, Rodney King, Martin Luther King, you know, all these different events, when they didn't like the way something went or whatever, they burned the damn country down. If you get some people start shooting at the guard starts mowing down the protesters, this thing overnight will go nationwide, and before anybody can do anything about it, it'll give the government the excuse for martial law.
And then another layer, you got your tinfoil hat on?
Yeah.
All right, put another layer on. In the past, Black Panthers may have turned out to be FBI informants.
Oh, exactly.
We've got a history of that. So, you know, here's a question for you. Could Malik, Zulu, Shabazz, in fact, be an informant who was hired as an agitator to get the ball rolling?
I wouldn't doubt that he's like probably somebody that's like seriously, you know, a mole. You know, that's been there, that's, you know, been working for, you know, the agency from day one. And that's why he's been bouncing around, getting intel from this group. They throw him out, getting intel from that group. And then this one here, we're finally working up. You know, you take all these other things. You know, we're like that close to dollar collapse. They can't get the, you know, the war started in Iraq or whatever. You know, in Ukraine, like they want to get the ball rolling. Well, they'll do this then.
All right, let me take you even further down the rabbit hole. Military industrial complex expenditures, the budget coming up September, October. What if they can't get enough of a justification for a war, which means an increase in the budget? If things fall apart here, they can obviously just start the war, and people will be so distracted here, they won't see that our treasury is being looted once again for the military industrial complex.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I mean, there's so many directions and layers to this. I mean, you uncover one layer, and you find another rat after another rat after another rat. It's like going into a condemned house. Every wall you take down, you find more infestation.
It's like when I lifted the corn crib up with the tractor and about 15 of them come running out. My dog killed 9 of them. I wish I had a video of it. It would have went viral. She got 9 rats. I have a black shepherd. And I'm sitting on the tractor watching the whole show. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And he had to see it. That's all I can say.
But as good as your dog is, didn't get all the rats.
No, she didn't.
And that's what I'm saying right now. I think there's so many buried rats in this that we're not going to know until a few days down the road, and we're going to see more and more layers revealed of how involved this may be.
I think we're going to find this out probably within a week. Something tells me it's just once the guard's in place, that will be. That will be what is needed to get this started. You know, you get the agitators, you know, COINTELPRO that's embedded in the crowd. And, you know, because there's so many people, so nobody's really paying attention to who's really standing next to them. You know what I'm saying? And then they just kind of blend in with the crowd. You know, people are screaming, everyone's screaming, that's next, you know, pop, 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 pop. And that's it. It's downhill from there. And then my guess is you give it, you know, naturally with the press, if it bleeds, it leads. And something like this will be nationwide in a matter of minutes. And everyone else is, you know, in Compton and you know, East L.A., blah, 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 you know, down in Florida, you know, Harlem. They're going to see all of this stuff. And it's just, you know, Detroit, Chicago, and that's it, you know, and.
You know, I see us literally being one good bullet away from martial law. If the right person gets shot at the right time under the right circumstances, I could see all of the dominoes falling and the entire paradigm changing within an hour.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I pray God this is the case, you know. But it's just, I'm just putting all this together, and it's, and I'm just looking at past events, understanding the mindset of our government, and all everything that's going on. It just kind of, it all comes together.
It's, you know, it all makes sense, but in a very dark way.
Yeah, yeah. Old Mike, dark indeed.
Appreciate the call in Minnesota. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, we had the, what was it, the Federal Reserve Act that was 100 years old last year, I guess it was, and I heard a lot of people talking about this concept the courts use called law in perpetuity. If something is over 100 years old, it's supposed to be considered, you know, settled law. In other words, it's no longer what's called prima facie. And, of course, the Posse Comitatus Act is not an amendment to the Constitution. I've heard that argument used the opposite way. They're trying to say, well, Posse Comitatus Act was just a act. It wasn't an amendment. So it can be, you know, amended itself and changed and modified by further acts. So it's, the government often, I guess, uses arguments whichever way they want to. In other words, two-faced arguments. It's a, the Posse Comitatus Act is 140 years old or something, from 1870s, whatever that works out to be, 1871, I can't remember, but they'll violate it if they damn well want to.
Well, of course they will. I mean, you know, the president just has to invoke an executive order, and the law doesn't mean anything anymore. You can make it to be whatever you want it to be, and Posse Comitatus is just an idea. If the president, says no longer, then it is no longer. Look what he did 2 weeks ago. He signed an executive order. If you've got a respiratory situation and we think you may have Ebola, we can quarantine you. NDAA, indefinite detention, without any trial, without any charges. I mean, those that think the Constitution is going to stand up to any of this are not paying attention.
Well, and they can take you without saying what happened to you. You just basically disappeared like somebody in East Germany during the Stasi days. But the 14th Amendment, of course, and I would give a silver dollar if somebody would find me my 7th and 8th grade government book that only printed the first paragraph of the 14th Amendment, because it hit me up like upside the head like a ton of bricks when I read the whole thing, and it said, "You shall not question the national debt." In other words, you get too uppity, we can borrow so much money nobody could ever hope to pay it back, and you know, to suppress any insurrection against our regime, and we just borrow however much we need to, big raspberry to you and your great-great-grandchildren trying to pay it off.
I think this in many ways is going to be a smokescreen for the eventual collapse of the dollar, because when the dollar collapses, if we've got
the dollar's already collapsed.
Well, it's already collapsed. Everyone knows the emperor doesn't have any clothes, but no one's saying, "Hey, you're fat and you got no clothes on." But I think Germany, the BRICS, the IMF are ready to pull the trigger. And what a coincidence. Maybe martial law as a distraction in another incursion into the Middle East, Iraq 3.0. Mike, appreciate the call. Ed, you're up next if you'll hang on. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio, IBOCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. I think I'm getting lean and mean. Do I look thinner to you, Sam? Can't really tell. I know it's guys usually don't ask that, like, you know, do these pants make me look fat? But lately all I've been doing is eating salads and protein bars and going to the gym 6 days a week and just hitting the weights and hitting it hard. Getting lean and mean in my body, in my mind, trying to get a laser focus on what's going on. And what's going on are layers of deception. Let's talk to Ed. What's going on, Ed?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
You know what? I just want to say this, and don't take this the wrong way, please. Anybody's listening. But if anything happens to me, thanks for everything. It was great knowing everybody at RBN. Because, you know, as a veteran, I'm number one on the hit list. So,
Where do you think I fall? I'm a constitutionalist, a libertarian, a Bible thumper, and I'm doing a national talk show.
Yeah, but I'm number one. I'm number one, baby.
I don't know, Ed. I got a feeling I'm number one. I don't know.
Well, see, you know, the thing is, I'm a direct threat because, see, I'm trained and I can, you know, if I'm well prepared, I can I could take out three easy. They kick my door, and I'm taking out three easy. No problem.
Yeah, in my case, I'd probably be making fun of everyone when they shoot me.
Hey, might as well go out with a smile on your face.
So far, so good, my man. So far, so good.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, it's like this, people. Ron, you know, back in the 60s, there were so many protests. Washington was filled up about every other month with something. Blacks, whites together. I mean, they were standing up for unity. They were standing up for freedom. I can't believe that 400,000 in Iceland took over their government, took over their country, took over their banks, and threw the suckers in prison. No questions asked. And, you know, one guy, when I told him that, one guy says, what about the police and the military? I said, tell them the people.
Well, think about the difference with Iceland and this nation. Iceland is not exactly a melting pot. It's kind of like Canada. I mean, I would assume most people in Iceland, especially Reykjavik, are white, and there's not a lot of them. So there was unity. You had, as Savage says, language, borders, and culture. And because of that, the people were able to unite and push back the gangsters and the banksters and say, look, we're not gonna do that. But this country is so divided, the idea of getting on the same page, to me, is a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy to me. It can be. I mean, remember we were taught the old saying, if you believe it, if you can conceive it, you believe it, you can achieve it.
Yeah, but I don't see that with a large part of the culture. Have you gone to Walmart lately? I don't see a lot of people achieving anything. I see people showing up in pajamas and 400 pounds. Well, I see an overweight, lethargic, dumbed down, idiot culture.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's because...
And all they care is that EBT card works, whether they're black or white. Long as they get their cheese, they don't give a damn. I really believe that. I think it's too late. I'm being real cynical here, but uniting, I think it's too late.
I don't think so. I really don't because, see, the thing is, if people are not paying attention to what's happening today, right now, in Ferguson, Missouri, then they deserve to get their door kicked in, and whatever happens, happens. And you're going to be dealing with some people that are so demonic, they'll throw your dead ass off the couch and still finish watching the game over your dead ass and not care.
Over the weekend, we had a report of at least 1,000 Christians being slaughtered by Boko Haram, and nobody is talking about it because it happened over there. Well, what if it starts happening over here? It certainly will get some attention.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't understand, you know, people are forgetting one thing. The Muslim Brotherhood has been here since Obama's been in office.
Actually, they've been here since 1929. They've been around a long time.
Well, I'm just saying, in the United States, I know they were stateside and publicly noticed when he came into office. And he's got them in the White House. They're running DHS. They're working with, you know, they're training the military, and the military's training with. And that's what really has got a burr under my saddle, is when our own military is like, if I was still in, well, I'd be retired by now, but I got in so much trouble for standing up for common sense, what was right. And that got me in so much trouble. I'm serious.
Ed, appreciate the call. Call back anytime you like. From OCDAustin at yahoo.com, I wonder how much or how the violent people are compensated. Walmart gift cards? EBT cards? Free cell phones? Or the promise of fiat currency? Let's see. I'll take all of the above for 30, Alex. Yeah, that's the problem. I think there's a remnant. Part of that remnant is Christian, part of it is constitutionalist, part of it is libertarian, and they overlap, Second Amendment. But I believe it's a remnant. I think a large portion of this country is a large portion. And if you doubt it, go to a Walmart in any part of America, except maybe in an affluent neighborhood. You know, here's the deal. Rich people take care of themselves. You know why? Because they're digging life. They want to jog and eat right because they're living in a nice house. They've got a nice job, 2.3 kids. They got the American dream. Some would call that white America. Some of it's black, some of it's brown. But for the most part, in affluent neighborhoods, you'll notice that people jog. You don't see a lot of people in the hood jogging. You may see them running from the police. But for the most part, those that have Jack don't want to die. Because everything's going great. I got a great job, I got a beautiful wife, we got the kids, we go to soccer. Everything's cool, man. I want to run. Just go to Austin, man. Go to the 04. You'll see all the hipsters and trendies running because they've got it made. They're working at Apple or Google. They're completely in the world. Go to the hipster coffee shop. Nothing wrong with that. But it's a different mentality. When you go to a Walmart in any sketchy neighborhood, as they say on Washington, D.C., the hood, you don't see that. I don't see people taking care of themselves spiritually, physically, mentally. And then you layer on a situation like this, whether this cop overreacted or not, being shot six times seems a little excessive. And the kid Brown did rob a convenience store just prior to that. But this has nothing to do with anything. This incident is a microcosm of a much deeper problem. And the deeper problem, on one level, is institutionalized racism. You can go to any city in America, and I can pretty much show you where the hood is. Because I've lived in L.A., Boston, Houston. I can tell you where all the bad neighborhoods are. And most of the bad neighborhoods are made up of people of color. Am I being a racist? No, I'm being accurate. That's the demographic. The number one radio station in Houston, top three out of five are Hispanic. Why? Because the demographics have changed in Houston. Most people living there are Hispanic. Therefore, there's more Spanish-speaking radio stations. It's just a numbers game. But we all live in this. That's why busing didn't work. Just a thought. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yeah, give me back to the website. Okay, here's the chant in case you missed it. Guy's name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's more than a legal advisor or community organizer. Shabazz is a racist black nationalist with a long, well-documented history of violently anti-Semitic remarks and accusations about the inherent evil of white people. Here he is yesterday inciting this chant. He's very brief.
Yeah! What's his name?
Darren Wilson!
What is his name?
Darren Wilson!
What's his name?
Darren Wilson!
What's his name?
Darren Wilson!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Now!
Okay, how do we want him now? Watch the next 12 seconds, because all of a sudden they want him dead.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Now!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Now!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
These are the days that try a man's soul. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Again, this is Outkast Radio. Welcome to the Daily Rubik's Cube, known as Outkast Radio. The email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com and outkastradio.net is the website. Also check me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Got another breaking story for you. Kind of interesting, I'm focusing on this one guy, Malik Zulu Shabazz. This just in, FBI warns of new Black Panther leader inciting violence in Ferguson. The FBI is concerned that members of the new Black Panther Party are in Ferguson, Missouri, and advocating violence against police. This is according to an alert from the St. Louis Division of the FBI and reported to KTVI. John Coeli, National Chief of Staff for the NBPP in town, along with other members, are responding to the shooting of Michael Brown. Ferguson is a suburb of 21,000. They've been racked by violence and outraged protesters demonstrating over the 18-year-old shooting and the face-off with police. As federal civil rights investigators and the FBI carry out their own inquiry in the case, Tensions are running high in Ferguson, where there is a history of distrust between the predominantly black community and the largely white police force. Brown was an African American. Police have not identified the shooter. Yeah, they have. All right, this story's dated, other than the fact that the FBI warns of new black leader, Black Panther Party. I know I've been on this topic most of the day, but it is the story. And the other one that unfortunately is being relegated to the back page, and I want to bring it back to the front page, is Rick Perry being indicted. First sitting governor of Texas to be indicted since 1919. For what? Using a line item veto. Against whom? District Attorney Rosemary Lumberg. What did she do? Back in April of 2013, she was arrested for a DUI. If you go to my website, outcastradio.net, scream down to the videos, you'll see her being booked into the Travis County Jail. Perry ultimately vetoed a $7.5 million appropriation to the division of the office that is responsible for fighting official corruption. That was DA Rosemary Lumberg's office. So what does the Blue Island and the Red State do? Austin, they indict Governor Perry on Friday. If Governor Perry was arrested and convicted of a DUI, I would certainly get on this broadcast and encourage that he step down, which is what I did when DA Rosemary Lumberg was busted. But instead, the Blue Island throwing charges at Rick Perry. Oh, by the way, it was a month ago that Rick Perry put the National Guard on the border. And I'm sure that has nothing to do with the charges being levied against him. Here's what Rick Perry said in response to all of that.
Thank you all for coming out here today. As governor, I took an oath to faithfully uphold the Constitution of the state of Texas, a pledge that I have kept every day as I've worked on behalf of Texans for the last 14 years. That's the same Constitution that clearly outlines the authority of any governor to veto items at his or her discretion. Just as I have, following every legislative session during my service as governor, I exercise this authority to veto funding for an office whose leadership had lost the public's confidence by acting inappropriately and unethically. I wholeheartedly and unequivocally stand behind my veto. And I'll continue to defend this lawful action of my executive authority as governor. We don't settle political differences with indictments in this country. It is outrageous that some would use partisan political theatrics to rip away at the very fabric of our state's constitution.
Let's take a look at the timeline. Attorney General Rosemary Lumberg arrested April 2013. These charges filed on Friday, August 15th. Why did 16 months pass? Could it be because in July, Governor Perry, the only U.S. governor, orders the National Guard to the border? I'm sure that's just a coincidence. The indictment stemmed from a complaint by the Texas for Public Justice, a liberal-leaning public watchdog group, which alleged that Perry's veto vote and threat to force the resignation of a public official constituted an abuse of power. The district attorney, Rosemary Lumberg, for Travis County in Austin, was busted for a DUI. You don't believe me? Go to the website, scroll down to the videos. You can see the booking in process. He has a line item veto right. And he told the office they want her out. And she should be out. She shouldn't be serving. And if Perry got a DUI, the same for him. The great thing about being a libertarian, you get to dislike everyone. And I'm not exactly a fan of Rick Perry, but he is being railroaded. And I believe he's being railroaded specifically because of his support of the National Guard on the border.
This indictment amounts to nothing more than abuse of power. And I cannot, and I will not allow that to happen. I intend to fight against those who would erode our state's constitution and laws purely for political purposes, and I intend to win. I'll explore every legal avenue to expedite this matter and bring it to a swift conclusion. I'm confident that we will ultimately prevail, that this farce of a prosecution will be revealed for what it is. And
already is being revealed. Lundberg was shown in the video kicking the door of her cell and sticking her tongue out, had the blood alcohol level, a blood alcohol level, almost three times the legal limit. If you and I did that, we'd be in jail a lot longer, and we would have faced consequences that she never faced. But because she's the Attorney General of the most liberal bastion in the state of Texas, Austin, and Austin can't stand the fact that there's a governor who's a Republican in office, this is what you get. Not a fan of Rick Perry. Certainly not a fan of the Attorney General and the District Attorney. Partisan politics? Oh, you betcha.
Those responsible will be held accountable. Thank you. I'll be happy to answer a question or two.
Yeah, where'd you get those glasses from? Lens Crafters?
Governor, you talked about public confidence there in the DA's office. Do you believe the indictment alone at all affects the public's confidence in the office of the governor?
Here's what I think is really important for the people to understand, not just in Texas, but this country. And that is, we have seen an office in the form of the Travis County District Attorney's Office, the lead legal individual for criminal affairs in this county, and overseeing public officials who conducted themselves in an incredibly inappropriate way, stopped for a DWI with a blood alcohol level almost three times the legal limit. An individual who, when booked in, had to be restrained, was abusive to law enforcement, was kicking the door. I think Americans and Texans who have seen this agree with me that that is not an individual who is heading up an office that we can afford to fund. Now, the people of Travis County may decide that that is the type of individual that they want in that office. But as the governor of the state of Texas, and as the individual who has the authority constitutionally to decide whether we're going to spend state dollars on that, I made that decision, and I said no. And given that information and given that choice again, that is exactly what I would do.
I think he's absolutely right. She should have been kicked out on her butt. And if Perry got pulled over for a DWI, kick him out on his butt. The problem with Austin, and if you ever get a chance to go to Austin, you'll find the enlightened ones. They've got Obama stickers from 08, and they have a kind of a glaze on their eye. And during a cool fall day with the windows rolled down on their Obama bumper sticker cars, you can actually hear them singing along. Bah, bah, bah.